Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to That's Light Series 2. That's right, we are back for another series of 10-minute podcasts. So sit back and grab a drink as we crown the That's Life Best British Sitcom. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to That's Light, the finale of Season 2. I'm joined by Tom.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Tom. Welcome once again. Excited to be here. This is the final of our great British comedy shows. We have whittled our way down to 4 classic comedy shows, and in this episode, we are going to be announcing our winner. Without further ado, we're just going to go run through the groups and we will go through who got through to the final. So, in no particular order, or in a particular order, depends how you look at it.
Yeah, just go from group A to so T.
Stop complicating it. So, in group A, the nominees were The Inbetweeners, Blackadder, and I'm Alan Partridge. And the winner for the group A was, you can say,
Blackadder.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do this. I thought you were
gonna. Blackadder.
Yeah, that's it.
Blackadder. He has a show.
So we missed the musical moments on the show. So that was lovely. I'm sure.
Oh, that was lovely.
Yeah, I'm sure that Rowan Atkinson is so proud of this moment.
Yeah.
Of all the awards his show has won. Surely this must be up there. So in
this is the best.
This is the best one. So in Group B, the nominees were Black Books, Dad's Army, and Father Ted. And the winner from Group B was... So there's no singing voice in this one.
That was Black Books.
That was Black. In case you didn't know, I didn't know. So that was.
There
that was
isn't lovely. Words to it, so
it's just sounds.
It's quite hard to know if you don't know it.
Just sounds. Yeah. Group C, we had Peep Show, Only Fools and Horses, and The IT Crowd. And the winner for Group C was.
Why do only fools and horses work?
Fools and horses.
I did sing this one on the show.
The final group was Group D. If you've been paying attention. And the nominees were The Vicar of Dibley, Friday Night Dinner, and Fawlty Towers. And the final show that's into the final is...
Oh, I've gone blank.
So the violin.
That one, is that it?
You're classically trained, aren't you?
Tone deaf. Classically trained. Anyway. Oh, that's very kind. I guess I am. Yeah.
What, you were a pianist?
What did you call me?
A pianist.
A pianist, yeah.
Yeah, well then.
No, I am, yeah.
You twinkle the ivories.
Hmm.
So, in our final today, the final shows where we must pick a winner are Blackadder, Black Books, Only Fools and Horses, and Fawlty Towers. Looking at these, is this a sign of our heritage, do you think? Because all the leads in these are white men. There's no... Ooh. You know what I mean? Ooh.
In fact, you could say that for all 12.
Inbetweeners, Blackadder, Alman and Partridge, Peep Show. Well, Vickery Dibley is a woman.
Well, that's as close as we've got.
That's the only. Anyway, we won't worry about that.
It's not the most diverse selection, let's say.
Well, it doesn't matter. This is our.
You should have brought that up, Dave. You're drawing attention. What else could we have picked to be more diverse? The Lenny Henry Show, was it called?
We could have had like Bottom.
Well, that's two white guys.
So yeah,
that's more of what we've got already.
Oh, sorry.
I'm saying, how can we be more diverse, not exactly the same?
Sorry, I understand. No, what was that show in the? I've forgotten the name. This is, hang on. It was like Indian comedy. What was it?
Yeah, but was this an old show?
No, it wasn't. It's not that old. Goodness Gracious Me, that was it.
Oh, I've never watched it.
It's quite funny.
Was it?
Yeah, it's not bad actually, but it's more of short sketches rather than a series. So it might not fit what.
Well, no, is that a sitcom then, or is that a sketch show?
Sketch show, isn't it? Yeah, that's different. Yeah, true.
Well, we'll have to do the That's Life Best British Sketch Show. That's quite hard to say. That's Life Best British Sketch Show.
That's a tongue twister there.
Best British Sketch Show.
So, along with our choices, we also proposed to you, our fan, what you felt was the should go through to the winners. So we'll just have a look at these very quickly. So Group A, you agreed with us, Blackadder, through with 60% of the vote.
Yeah, we don't need to say the amount of votes. It's not important.
We talked about that off air.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say that.
Although okay.
This one did have the most votes.
It did, yeah. Group B is a bit more close. You actually disagreed with our Black Book suggestion, and both Dad's Army and Father Ted had an equal number of votes. So against the grain there. Group C, you agreed with us with Fools and Horses at 50% of the vote, which is good. Show classic. we're on the right lines. And in Group D again, a bit of a change. The vote went Friday Night Dinner's way, and I think we can all understand why. Obviously, with the untimely death of Paul Ritter, you know, that's a real shock. That was.
I think it's a good time just to pause and to say it was very sad news, and that we were massive fans of his, and we kind of thought that Friday Night Dinner was coming to an end. I guess this kind of means it is now. Yeah, it's weird because I think I said this to you, Dave, that I don't really know the guy. Like, well, I don't know the guy. I've never met him, but I don't even really know what he's like in real life. But I think what we all relate to is Martin in the show, and we kind of feel like we've lost him in some ways. Like, we'll miss him. But of course, like, you know, he's more than the character, but
yeah, he made the character work so well in that show.
I can't feel too connected to him because I don't really know very much about him apart from that he was in a show I love. So rest in peace, and
thank you for the laughs. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Right, so we are through then to the last segment of the show where we pick our winner. So Tom, I don't know how you would have proceeded with this. Out of the four that we
only
have gone
fools
through,
and horses,
you're going. you're just like, yeah, only fools and horses. So only fools and horses is your winner.
Yeah, it's by far. I said this in the main show, so I won't go on about it. But it's. I feel like I grew up with it. I feel like I know them. I feel like it's a part of my life. It's like a culture thing. I just love the show, and I love Del Boy as well. He's such a character, and it's just, it makes you laugh. It makes you cry. It's smart. It's just brilliant.
There you go. That Only Fools and Horses is Tom's That's Life, great British sitcom. And for me,
what? Tom's That's Life, great British sitcom.
Yeah.
Best British sitcom winner.
winner of 2021. Tom's winner. Ooh, for me, I'm going to go with Blackadder. Because that, similar to you, really, that's kind of the show I sort of grew up with, and I remember being ill from school, and I just watched quite a lot of the episodes, and it just, I don't know, it reminds me of that in a way. But what I love about I just love the historical settings that they set the show in, and the different characters and the cameos they had in the show as well, and obviously Rowan Atkinson's brilliant in it. And the final scene in Blackadder Goes Forth is the word you used was iconic. So that's my pick.
I think if we were to look at the final scene of shows, that's got to be the best one. Like not necessarily like the funniest or not the best in that sense, but the one that you think of and moves you, and like you remember it as a wow, what a way to end the show.
Yeah. So there we go. A split decision. at the end there. So I it's time really to leave it up to you, the fan at home. So we're going to raise a Twitter poll with our four finalists, and you tell us how wrong we are or how right we are, so we can settle this between us. And that will be going up. How long can you make the poll last for?
A week, I think, is the most.
A week, right? So when you release this show.
I'll put it up at the same time.
Yeah. Then put the poll up. Perfect.
If you are one of the few that is tuned into all six parts, thanks for coming with us on this tour of our favourite British sitcoms. Please go and vote. And if you want to comment, then that's fine as well. So nothing more to say, but thanks. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to That's Light Series 2, an original series from That's Life. You can keep up to date with That's Life by following us on Twitter at That's Life Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.